like to have a copy of God's Word, New Testament, in its entirety offered to you. Extract that is, of course, from the Bible, the only place where God's Word is to be found. And of course, as one of our confessions says, that even the very blind are able to perceive that the things foretold in God's Word are fulfilling, that is, being fulfilled. Even today, in your own generation, not a single word of all that God has spoken, promised, caused to be written down in His Word, the Bible, not a word of it will fail. And of course, it's the message of God's salvation for those, that is, who will believe on His Son, Jesus Christ. Salvation shall be theirs. Saved, of course, from a very real and very well-known danger. That is of your own sinful self. And of course, the consequences, the outworking of that sin. Message of how, word of God that assures salvation to believers, but only believers, mockers, jesters, unbelievers of all stripes, idolaters, all the rest, of course, shut out, not just for time, but for eternity. You'd like to have a copy of God's Word freely offered to you. You're simply and only for the taking. Read, digest, meditate, study God's Word. See what God the Lord would say to you. Sin, of course, they say, has its consequences. Well, you know, in time to come, that day when God, of course, will judge all human flesh as He must do. I mean, you and I know that, don't we? We all know there's accountability. I mean, you might want to deny it. You might not want to acknowledge it. But we all know. We all know there's accountability. Just the same way you judge other people, God will judge you. But of course, ask yourself the question, where'd you get this sense, of justice, of judgment, you pick up the newspaper and somebody has, some horrific crime done, and what do you say, what do you think? You think, well, that person ought to be hanged, drawn and quartered, locked up, the key thrown away. Maybe, I don't know what your thoughts are about Mrs. May today. Maybe you think she should be hanged for treason. But, we all got this, thing in us. We judge other people. Well, just the same way as you judge others, you're going to be judged yourself one day. And, of course, that sense of justice that you got within you, well, ask yourself where you got it from, Monkeys don't have it. So maybe you didn't come from monkeys after all. Apes don't have it. So maybe you didn't come from apes after all. So where does it come from? It comes from the God who made you in His own image. Well, made man in His own image in the beginning. He's called... in the earlier part of the Bible, he's called, Book of Genesis to be precise, he's called the judge of all the earth, the judge who always does that which is right. That's where you got that this business of judgment from. You judge your neighbor, You judge other people all the time. You've done it, I guarantee you've even done it today, either in thought and word. But you've done it. You judge other people, and in like fashion, God will judge you. And here's the thing, you know, there's a lot of people going to be excluded in that day, the Bible says so. It gives us a list, not an exhaustive one. Death in Hades, that's the place we call hell. We're thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Hell, you see, that's the final judgment. But nothing unclean will ever enter God's heaven. Not anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. Outside are the dogs and sorcerers and the sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and everyone who loves and practices the lie, falsehood. So you see, there's going to be a day that God's going to judge you. And of course, on the basis, well, really, finally, you know, the basis will be what you've done with the Son, Jesus Christ. Because whatever else you are, have been, and are today, you know, however you would describe your sinful being and character, an idolater, sexually immoral, drunkard, whatever it might be, you know, all that can be forgiven, you know. There's forgiveness with God. That's the heart of the gospel, you see. That there's forgiveness with God. All that can be forgiven. But you reject God's Son, Jesus Christ. Well then, you know, there's no hope for you. That is the only hope, in fact. How you doing, madam? Can I help you? You're a Christian, madam?
Yeah. I think you're doing a fantastic job.
Okay, thank you very much, madam. Don't always get that. Thank you very much. Thank you. So like I say, friends, you know, that's the only hope, you see. You know, the Bible makes it clear to us, you see, we're all of us, we and our children, we're conceived in sin. Then 9 months later, we're born in sin. And then the sin practice begins, you know. All our lives through, we're conceived in sin, we're born in sin. And so therefore, we're children of wrath, under the wrath of God, all our lives long. Right to the very end. And then, of course, the full fierceness of the wine of God's wrath for all eternity in that place that I've just read to you, described to you, the lake of fire, the place that we call hell. So, you see, friends, unless that is God by His grace intervenes, breaks into your heart and life, that is, with His grace, with His favor, that is, you know, converting you, bringing you to that place through the gospel, through the preaching of the gospel, bringing you to an understanding of the abomination that your sin is, and bringing you to that place by His grace of repentance and of faith towards His Son, Jesus Christ. That's the only hope. But all of us, under the wrath, children of wrath, under the wrath of God. But for Jesus Christ, the only escape route, Jesus. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, Jesus says. Not another name under heaven given amongst men. No matter where you come from, the Far East, the Middle East, Eastern Europe. It doesn't matter where you come from, whether you're black or white, pink or yellow. It doesn't matter what you are, what stripe of sinner you are. You know, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. Not even one, says God. So, you see, the only escape route for any man, you know, you might say, well, you know, I'm of a different religion. Well, if your religion doesn't match the Bible, you know, well, you're out of it. You're just an idolater, that's all you are. You know, doesn't matter where you come from, doesn't matter where you were brought up with, doesn't matter what your color, your creed might be, everybody, for to get to heaven, must needs be washed in the blood of the Lamb. God's stated, declared back in the Old Testament of the Bible, without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness of sin. And God Himself has provided the blood sacrifice. His own Son, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. Even Jesus, slain on a cross, died, gave Himself up to the death of the cross, that wicked sinners like you might be forgiven and go to heaven. But without Jesus, there ain't no going. Without Jesus, there ain't no forgiveness. Without Jesus, there's no way back to God from the dark path of sin. I commend them to you. Believe on Him, and you shall be saved. God's command with a promise. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the command. And the promise is, shall be saved. So you see, friends, sin has a penalty, a very, very serious penalty, and one that you're faced with, like it or not. You're faced with it. We all are. But the escape route is there. If you'll take it, turn from your sin, believe on the Lord Jesus, salvation shall be yours. But of course, sin, the Bible tells us, has its due penalty now, here in this life, you know, on this earth. Now, as you walk the face of God's earth, as you breathe His air, as you drink His water, as you eat His food, as you do what you do, even as you sin and curse Him to His face today, even now, you're faced with the due penalty, of your sin, even now. And of course, God does make it clear how it is that this is. They receive Romans chapter 1, if you want to check it out, verse 27, maybe I could read that for you. The men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another. Sodomy, homosexuality, that is. Men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. In yourselves, you receive the due penalty for your wickedness, your sins. Inward penalty and outward penalty. Inside, in your soul, in your heart, in your being, your innermost being, the inward penalty, blindness of mind. Blindness, that is, that keeps you from seeing that, of course, which is reality. You know, that God is your creator, preserver, that God is your governor, that God is God, and keeping you, in your blindness of mind, keeping you from seeing the truth. And of course, that's why men, of course, they plumb for the lie, you know? They go for that which is not true because they're blinded, their minds are blinded to the truth, unable to see the truth, grasp the truth, understand the truth, and believe the truth that would make them free. But blind, you see? All ought to be really walking about with white sticks, you know. That's why men, you see, that's why people embrace the likes of the nonsense of evolution. It's not because it's true, but it's because your minds are blinded to the reality of your Creator. The one who made you, the one who gave you the breath of life, the one who made man upright in the beginning, perfectly righteous, but not no more. Now unrighteous, unholy, ungodly, now blinded in mind, and not able to see and to understand the truth. Unless that is God intervenes, unless that is God circumcises the heart, causes you to be born again. Unless that is God gives you light, unless God heals the blindness, you remain inwardly blind. blind in your mind to the truth, the reality of God, reality of your sin, and of course the reality of your so desperate need of salvation. Oh, if you could only see it. If you could only see the reality of your sin, the abomination it is, not just to God, but even to your fellow man. Disgraceful, shameful, wicked, awful, indecent, deviant things that are done in your society today. Why? Because of the blindness of your minds. Because you're not able to see the reality of that sin. What it's doing to you, not just inwardly, not just in this life, but what will do to you in that day when you stand before the judge. Oh, I warn you in love, I warn you, the judge is at the door. Soon that door will be opened and you'll be ushered into his presence to be judged on the basis of what you have done or not done with his Son, Jesus Christ, the only Savior of sinners. Reprobate minds, debased minds, the Bible does say. And since they did not see to fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. That's, you see, that's the recompense, that's the penalty, that's the due penalty for your sin now, given over by God to a debased mind to do things that ought not to be done. Even decent people can see that, you know. Even decent people are absolutely abhorred in your society today at the things that you do and things that you talk about. But you see, that's what God has given your society over to. You see, it's God's doing. It's God's judgment. It has kicked in already in your society, in your world. God giving men and women over to debased minds to do debased things. Things that ought not to be done. Things that are disgusting. Things that are vile. Things that are absolutely abhorrent. Well, at least to the godly, to the righteous, and most certainly to God Himself. But because of your sin, because of your unbelief, because of your refusal to believe, because of your disobedience, because of your sinful natures and sinful practice, God has given you over to a debased mind to do the things that you ought not to do. Maybe perhaps in a quieter, more reflective moment, you've pondered the question yourself, why do I do the things that I ought not to do? I know I ought not to do them, but I keep doing them. That's because it's in your nature. It's in your nature. It's a very warp and woof of your being, the fabric of your being. Sin, I mean. Doing what you ought not to do. You can do no other until that is. Well, as Jesus puts it, until you're born again, until God changes your nature, until God saves you, regenerates you, takes you from the dead, you know, resurrects you, makes you a new creature in Jesus Christ, saves you, man. That's what you need, life from the dead. But then, of course, that debased mind, well, that's what God's given men over to. That's the penalty. That's the penalty, the due penalty that you've received in yourselves because of your sin, your unbelief, strong delusions, God says elsewhere in His Word, the Bible. strong delusions. Believing, friends. Believing will make you free. Believing, that is, on the Lord Jesus Christ. But these strong delusions, of course, well, you know, you're deluded by evolution. You know, that's a delusion.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Have you got a license?
I don't need a license. It's in my hand. It's in my hand.
Have a nice one. Some of my staff upstairs.
Okay. Okay.
Far too loud.
Okay, I'll keep it down a wee bit.
Really?
Just for you. Just for you. Just for you.
Thank
you. Have a good day. So, like I say, friends, it's you know, a delusion of minds. You know, it's you know, that's why people believe stuff like evolution, you know? Fairy tales for growing ups, you know, that's what we sometimes call it, you know, just
I thought you were going to keep it down.
Well, I am.
You're not?
I am, I just have.
You haven't?
I'm not even using a speaker today.
You're still shouting, we can hear you.
Well, I'm preaching, yeah. I'll keep it down.
Go ahead.
I've got every right, I've as much right to be here as you have. Sorry? Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Go and talk to that gentleman. I'm not assaulting your ear. So like I told you, I'll keep it down. Yeah? Okay. I am. No, I won't. No. So like I say, friends, you know, it's the Word of God. It's the Word of God, you know, and people are always offended at the Word of God, you know, never get it any other way. You know, it's the enmity in the mind, you see, the woman's just proving the point, you know. It's a sinful mind, the deluded mind, debased mind, you know, blinded mind, hating God and hating one another. That's the outworking of your sin, you know. That's what comes out of the human nature. That's what human nature is, you know. And friends, until God intervenes by His grace, till God, you know, makes you alive in Jesus Christ, no God, till God saves you. That's the way it is, you know, but all kinds of delusions, you know. Delusion of mind, says God, you know, the delusion, you know, of evolution. You know, that's a delusion. Why is it that's the most popular religion in your nation, well, in the Western world today? Is it not? You know, evolution, it's a religion. The most popular religion in the West today. But, you know, it's deluded minds that believe it. People who are deluded because of their sinful nature. Because of what they are, because they're conceived and born in sin and live in sin until that is God, by His grace, intervenes and brings you to, you know, light, enlightenment, a knowledge, an understanding, you know, showing you, enabling you to see through the delusion and to see the truth. But it's these delusions, false religion, you know, they abound. 9,900, I'm told, up to date, false religions in your world today. And dear friends, the Word of God, anything contrary to what God has revealed in his Word, the Bible, is false religion. It's idolatry, that's all it is. It's just a delusion. You know, people delude themselves, you know. I do this makes me right with God. You know, I practice this, you know, I wear these clothes, that makes me right with God. No, it doesn't. Nothing you do can make you right with God. Absolutely nothing. Religious or otherwise, charitable deeds, there's nothing. God has made it clear, crystal clear, in His Word, the Bible, that no flesh will ever be justified, made right with God, by their own doing. Only one way back to God. Only one way to get right with God. Only one way that you can please God, and that's by faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. But not faith in anything. Not faith in some delusion. Not faith in some, you know, deluded religious society. not faith in some deluded philosophy of men like evolution, but faith in God's Son, His only begotten Jesus Christ, sent into the world that through Him that you might be saved, delivered from that debased mind, from that blindness of mind, and of course, well, from that those strong delusions. And they are strong delusions. I mean, how many people are deluded by evolution? I mean, they are strong, they're powerful delusions. They come to you from out of the pit of hell. Oh, they're strong, they're powerful. And you can't break the power of these delusions yourself. Only God, through His Son, Jesus Christ, has that power. Only Almighty God can deliver you from these strong delusions that grip the minds of men and women in your world, in your society today. Now the one's hardness of heart. Book of Romans again. Let me read for you. But because of your hard and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. Hardness of heart. You're storing up wrath. You hear the gospel, and what do you do? Well, one of two things. You either believe it or you reject it. You either embrace the Lord Jesus Christ or you harden your heart. And every time you hear it, and every time you harden your heart, well, the calluses on your conscience, the calluses on your heart, they grow. And you're storing up, says God, you're storing up wrath for the day of wrath, for the day when God will judge you. Your impenitent hearts, that is your refusal to repent and believe the gospel. You just harden yourself more and more. The Word of God is never preached in vain. The Word of God is never declared amongst you in vain. It does one or two things. It either hardens you or it saves you. But I fear for you, Burton and Trent, I do fear for you, because the most of you, it seems to me in these days, you're being hardened, being prepared, ripened for the day of God's wrath, the day when God will judge you. But take heed, do not harden your heart, but repent, turn from your sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Horror of conscience. That's another due penalty that you receive within yourself when you harden yourself, you know, in your sinful state and condition without God's Son Jesus Christ. And I tell you, a horrible conscience is a terrible, terrible thing. Oh, you say, I don't have a guilty conscience now. But maybe what that day before judgment comes and God awakens your conscience. Oh, I tell you, one man in the Bible, Cain his name was, he murdered his brother. In fact, he was the first murderer on the planet. And he said, my punishment is more, he says, than I can bear. Oh, and I tell you, that's one of the penalties that you face in hell, where the worm dies not. A conscience that will torment you throughout all eternity. There are many people, because of guilt and shame of conscience, how many people turn to all kinds of remedies? They turn to alcohol. They turn to drugs, illicit or otherwise. You know, and some people even go as far as suicide because they cannot find a balm for their conscience. The horror of conscience. I tell you, when it kicks in, when God awakens your conscience, it's an awful thing. How are you doing, young lady? How are you doing? You having a good day?
Yeah, thank you.
Good. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Okay, sir. So like I say, you know, friends, there's only one answer to a guilty conscience. And that's God's forgiveness. That's the blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ, shed for sinners, that our conscience might be pacified, that you might know peace with God and the peace of God that passes all understanding. It's the only way to deal with a conscience, a horrible, horrible conscience. That's the due penalty for your sins. And I tell you, bring that guilty conscience. Whatever the issue might be, whatever the sin might be, bring it to the cross. Bring it to the cross of God's Son, Jesus Christ. His blood shed for guilty sinners. His blood shed in order that you might be forgiven. This is the gospel, the heart of the gospel, that there is forgiveness with God, a way back to God from the dark path of sin and from that horror of conscience. But that's another due penalty. That's why men suffer the horror of conscience. It's the due penalty for your sin. Then, of course, vile affections, that's another one. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. Vile affections. Terrible, terrible desires that men and women have. Can't you see it? It's the judgment of God. It's the revealed wrath of God in your society, your nation. That people even desire, that people even think up the vile things that they do in your society today. I talk to people and they're gobsmacked, you know. They pick up their newspapers and they hear of some vile act by some vile person on some innocent little child, you know, children, you know. And they think, how can people do that? Well, this is how. It's what God's given your society over to. It's what God gives men and women over to. Vile affections, vile desires, to do vile things that they ought not to do. That's why. That's where it comes from. It's God's penalty. It's God's wrath that's all over your nation like a rash today. How are you doing, sir?
Quick question.
Yeah, go on.
Talking about men and women.
If it's serious, I go on.
Men.
What?
Where's the woman part of it?
That's general. It means mankind. It means mankind.
Who produced mankind?
What?
God. Man?
God.
You needed help from a woman?
God. No. Have a good day, sir. Enjoy your pasty. Like you say, friends, it's...
Just like what you're speaking, it's a burger.
Oh, yeah.
You got that wrong, just like what you're getting wrong.
Ah, okay.
What about the Muslim race?
Yeah, okay.
What about the Muslim race?
Yeah. So like you say...
I'm white.
So what?
Half Asian stepkids.
So what?
They're Muslim. So what about the Muslim race? Is that not the same religion what you believe?
It's not a race, it's a religion.
Right?
It's not a race, it's a religion.
Right. That's besides the point. Jesus...
It's not a race. It's got nothing to do with race.
Allah.
There are white. There are white Muslims as well as
Allah.
Black ones. Yeah. It's nothing to do with race.
But you're calling out
well,
God.
Get it right. Get it right. Well, get it right. Get it right. No, it's not. It's not.
How is it not?
So like you say, friends, you know, word of God. People always arguing, you know. People, you know, they prove the very point, you know. They prove the very point that God makes. The enmity, the hostility in their hearts against God and against His truth. They can't do any other. They're wicked sinners. They're unregenerate. They've never been born again, you know. Their hearts haven't been changed. You can be religious, you know. You can be as religious as can be. That don't make you right with God. That don't change your heart. That don't put the life of God into your soul. That don't put the love of God into your soul. That just makes you religious, that's all. You can wear the clothes, you know. You can wear a collar. You know, there's nothing you can do that will make you right with God. Jesus Christ has done it all. And only through trusting in Him and what He has done, that's the only way back to God. And back to God from these vile affections, vile desires that fill your nation today. Disgusting things, things of which we would not even want to speak of in public. Thank you, sir.
Amen. How are you, Brad?
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good, I'm good. Thank you. Thank you, man.
Amen.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you. Thanks for stopping.
Oh, now you're welcome.
Vile affections, you know, vile desires. Vile things, you know, that we would not even want to be speaking about. The disgusting thing that men and women do. Men with men, women with women. Sodomy. Filth. Utter filth. And it's the very mark. It's the very mark of the last stages of God's judgment on a wicked, evil world. But that's the due penalty. That's the due penalty. That's what God's given you over to. That's your sin. That's your rebellion. That's your apostasy from God. That's the outworking of it inside in your souls. But then, of course, there's the penalty, the due penalty, the outward penalty, the curse upon the entirety of God's creation. And outside of Jesus Christ, without faith in the Son of God, that curse of God lies upon you. Curse to a man, to a woman. Why? Because of your disobedience. Because of your covenant breaking. Because of your lawless deeds. Because of your lawless nature. Conceived in sin. That's where your sin begins. That's where your life begins. Contrary to the murdering, slaughtering, abortionists in your society today, life begins at conception, and that's when your sin career begins too. You're conceived in sin, and then 9 months later, you're born in sin, and for the rest of your days, you lie under the curse of God for your sin, until that is God's Son by His precious blood. Lift that curse from off you. One escape route and one only, through God's Son, Jesus Christ, whom I declare to you here today, this afternoon. The curse of God is upon the entirety of His creation. Yes, even natural disasters are not natural disasters. They're judgments of God. It's the outworking of the curse upon the creation because of man's sin. Even creation, earthquakes and storms, all coming against you, destroying you. God's curse upon man because, and upon His creation because of man's sins, and all the other evils that befall you, your bodies, your broken bodies, you know, the aging process, all that, dear friends, is the curse of God upon your bodies. All the sicknesses and all the diseases, all comes out of one source. Man's rebellion against God, his apostasy. Your names, your estates, relationships, broken relationships, marriage destroyed. Destroyed to the uttermost in your society today. Divorce. No fault divorce. in marriage one day and out of it the next day. And remarrying. Adultery, Jesus calls that. And that's it working. Why doesn't marriage work anymore, you say? Why don't we give up in marriage? You know? It doesn't work anymore. Why? Because of man's sin. It's the due penalty for your sin. That's why it don't work no more. It's the curse of God that can only be lifted, only be taken away, can only be nullified by the blood of God's Son, Jesus Christ. It affects even your employment. But then, of course, finally in this world, death itself, it is appointed for man once to die. You have to die, you say, why? Why do men have to die? Sin's wages. The wages of sin is death, says God. But the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. But it's a penalty. It's a final outworking in this life, in this world at least anyway. A divine appointment. One that you can't cancel, postpone, put off when God calls you. When the grim reaper comes with his greasy, slippy fingers and wraps them around your soul and drags it from your body, you will go. It's a divine appointment. And it will be kept. It's appointed for man once to die. But then you say, in your unbelief, in your cursed unbelief, you say, well, when I'm dead. No more. End of story. No. Read what the Bible says. It is appointed unto man once to die. After that comes the judgment. Then you're faced with God. He's the first that you meet when you breathe your last, ushered into the presence of the divine being, the judge of all the earth, to give account for your sinful nature, your sinful practice, to give account even for this occasion when you heard the gospel, when Jesus Christ was declared amongst you, but you would have none of it. You simply hardened your hearts again and rejected the call of God in disobedience. So you see that curse. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law by being made a curse for us, the Bible says. Jesus Christ, in dying on the cross, he took the curse upon himself that was due to man for the sins of the world, for those, that is, that would believe on his name. Only those that believe. For God so loved the world, the cosmos, his creation, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth, those who believe, only those who believe, those that believe should not perish in their sin, should not perish at the judgment throne of God, should not be damned for all eternity, should not be tormented night and day for all eternity for their sin, should not perish in their sin, but have everlasting life. Listen to them. Lift up their voices, one after another. Proving the very things that I'm declaring amongst you. The enmity, the hatred, the wrath of man against his maker and against his judge. What will God do to them in that day, I ask you? Curse them for all eternity. Cast them into the lake of fire. Unless you believe, unless you repent and believe, you cannot be saved. Repent and believe the gospel. Why? For the kingdom of God is at hand, says Jesus. Cannot enter it any other way. Let the wicked forsake his way, pattern of living, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Wrong thinking, blindness of mind, strong delusions. Let the wicked forsake his way, abandon it. The unrighteous man his thoughts. Change your thinking. Turn in your mind, your thoughts Godward. That's what the Bible calls repentance. And except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Bible says, Jesus says, the one who died, who took the curse upon himself, the Son of God, full of grace and truth yet, for those that is, who will repent, who will turn, who will believe, shall be saved. Oh, believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Word of God, friends. Not mine. Not my opinion. God's. Your makers. Your judges. The one before whom you'll give account one day. Check it out for yourself. You'd like a copy of God's Word, it's offered to you. Free of charge, no cost, no obligation to you. It's the Word of God. Read, study, meditate, see what God would say to you today. Word of salvation, Word of mercy, Word of grace, Word of salvation. You'd like to have a copy of God's Word, you come and ask for one. May God bless you and have mercy, mercy upon your sinful, sinful, precious, never dying soul.